I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. The episode you're about to listen to was originally released in 2018, when life and my recording equipment was a lot simpler. It's been fixed up best it can and is being re-released as we wait for lockdowns to lift. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Humanity's Last Hope.
Just a bit of orange paint at the top. There. All done.
That looks great, Miss Emma.
Thank you, Bungo.
What is it?
Oh, Bungo. This is a volcano.
Wow! We don't have volcanoes on my home planet of Benga Benga. I didn't realize they came so small.
It's not a real volcano, Bungo. This one I made out of papier-mâché and paint. I painted it brown for the side of the volcano, with yellow and orange at the top for the lava or magma.
It's really good, Miss Emma. But what's all the green at the bottom?
I imagined this volcano on a tropical island surrounded by jungle, so I've painted it green.
Are all volcanoes in jungles?
Not always, Bungo. Sometimes they can be very close to towns and cities. Sometimes too close.
What do you mean, Miss Emma?
Sometimes volcanoes erupt.
Erupt?
That's right. They get very hot and clouds of smoke and ash come out, and sometimes big rivers of lava run down the side of them.
That sounds exciting.
It can also be very dangerous, Bungo. If you're ever near a volcano that is erupting, run. Run for your life. You won't have much time. Run.
Great advice, Miss Emma. So, what are we going to do with your cute baby volcano?
I thought we could make our own eruption.
But they're so dangerous.
It's okay, Bungo. We'll be doing our eruption with these ingredients.
How are you going to make a volcano erupt using coke, Miss Emma?
Well, Bungo, I'm going to
use this.
What's wrong this time, Pete?
Terry said coke instead of cola.
Again? Shit. Sorry, guys.
Does it really matter?
Legal said we use cola, so we use cola, okay? I don't argue with legal. Besides, a coke volcano was a term we used in the 70s for taking a post-disco dump. I don't want to picture that during morning kids shows.
I don't think you're the target demographic, Pete.
Hey, my girls watch this show.
Are we sure about this script, Pete? I mean, run for your life. It's a bit alarmist, isn't it?
Have you seen the news? Kids are gonna need this stuff.
You know, you don't have to keep doing the voice once I call cut, Terry.
It's called method, Pete. I paid a fucking fortune for those classes.
Humanity's reign on Earth has ended. A cataclysmic volcanic eruption has thrown the world into darkness. The triumphs of mankind lie smothered in ash, life itself driven to the brink of extinction. But not all have perished. On the distant planet of Mars, a desperate band of Earthlings struggle onward. They are far from home and far from safe. They are humanity's last hope.
Kylie, tell the others that breakfast is ready.
Yes, Dr. Fisher. Dr. Shepherd, there is a message from Dr. Fisher. Breakfast is ready.
Is that the whole message?
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
Tell Dr. Fisher that I will be there in a minute and ask if he's all right, because his usual meal call is like, sup, motherfuckers, I got some dope-ass nom-noms for ya.
Yes, Dr. Shepherd. Dr. Fisher, there is a message from Dr. Shepherd. I will be there in a minute. Is everything all right? Because your usual meal call is like, sup, motherfuckers, I got some dope-ass nom-noms for you.
I would never say nom-noms or dope-ass.
Would you like me to inform Dr.
Shepherd? No. Tell her nothing.
Yes, Dr. Fisher. Dr. Shepherd, there is a message from Dr. Fisher. Nothing.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the message?
Yes.
Nothing. Dr. Fisher,
there is a message from Dr. Shepherd.
What is that supposed to mean?
What is what supposed to mean?
Would you like me to ask Dr. Shepherd?
Yes, ask Dr. Shepherd that.
Dr. Shepherd,
there is a message from Dr. Fisher.
What is what supposed to mean?
What? Why did he send me nothing?
Would you like me to
yes,
ask?
Yes, ask him.
Dr. Fisher,
there is a message from Dr. Shepherd.
Why did you send me nothing?
What? What is she talking about?
Would you like me to
ask? No, just tell her I made the motherfucking breakfast and she can either get her dope ass down here and eat her fucking nom-noms or she can go fuck herself. Either way, I'm cool with it.
Dr. Fisher,
there is a message from Dr. Shepherd.
All right, Jesus. I'll be there in a minute.
A lot of them can fuck off.
Good morning, Ben.
Shut up!
Great work over the last couple of days, guys. The insulation in the horticulture biodome is sorted. I had a great shower under the newly repaired showerhead this morning. I'm really pleased that we're all knuckling down. I think getting back into the swing of things is a great way to keep us going. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Is everything okay, Ben?
What? Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I don't know, you just seem not your usual self.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure.
It's okay if you're not.
I am. I'm fine.
Okay, you've done a great job on breakfast.
Yeah,
I agree. And spinach is so good for you.
There's no eggs.
Simon.
What? There aren't any eggs.
Yeah, but
the chickens are off lay.
I know, are they okay?
I'm keeping an eye on them.
Of course you are.
They're going to be fine, just off lay.
Shouldn't we eat them?
Eat who? The chickens?
Yeah, if they're off lay, you eat them, right?
I don't know. At what point do you eat the chickens?
No one is eating the chickens.
Of course not.
Why not?
Simon.
I bet they're delicious. I'd love a juicy roast right now. Slap between bread with a whole lot of mayo.
No one is eating the chicken.
Ben!
What? What? I'm going to eat my room.
What's his problem?
Simon.
What did I do?
That wasn't very diplomatic of you.
I'm not the one who had a hissy fit and stormed off.
No, but couldn't you see? Ben is upset about something.
Well, it's nice to see a bit of emotional variety from him. It was very out of character.
He's just having a day.
Having a day.
You know, it's like a man period.
That's not a thing.
Women have periods.
There's a biological explanation for what happens during a woman's period.
So men aren't allowed to have bad moods?
Of course men are allowed to have bad moods. But when they do, people who care about them inquire from a place of empathy what their deal is. Ben is clearly upset. Kelsey and I want to know why.
He just needs some time to himself.
Yeah, well, that's what Dr. Firth said.
And we're still waiting for him to come back.
What?
We all learn how to deal with our emotions when we're young, often by watching our parents. That's where I learned that you've got to face up to your emotions, deal with them head on.
Because that's what you're doing.
I think I should go talk to Ben.
Agreed. Someone should. It definitely shouldn't be Simon.
Good. I don't want to.
And Ben quite frequently baffles me. Go for it.
I was due to record another meditation class, but I can probably do that this afternoon.
Yeah, probably.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Good luck.
I think you're wasting your time.
So you don't think we should be worried?
He's just being a man. This is how a man deals with things. When in distress, men are quiet, secretive creatures.
So why are you different?
What do you mean?
You're not a very manly man.
What does that mean?
You're, you know...
I'm the same as any other man.
Yeah, but you're a lot more...
A lot more what?
Emotionally out there.
I wouldn't say that.
Really? You've spent 90% of the time on Mars crying.
Only since Earth was destroyed.
Well...
Screw you, I'm a man.
Okay, okay. I didn't mean anything by it.
I thought you'd be more worried about Kelsey.
Why?
Or still giving classes to dead people? Carrying on like Dr. Firth has just ducked out to the shop?
She's sticking to her routine. It's her way of coping.
Still rushing after people, worrying about their problems instead of her own.
Well, she's just being a womanly woman. We've been programmed like that. See a big, strong man in distress, run after him, wringing our wrists.
Ben's not that big and strong.
I just mean that thanks to our upbringings and society in general, a lot of people fall into old school gender roles.
Ugh. You'd think with the end of the world we could stop having to deal with gender politics.
I know, right? And yet we still dance the same dance.
I mean, stop talking about them. So boring. We never had a problem with this stuff when I was a kid.
Really? What was your childhood like?
Well...
Wait, this isn't going to be about your wife, is it?
No, it's about my childhood.
Okay, go ahead.
What was that, honey?
Look, Mum, I'm a pretty princess.
Oh, yes, you are. Such a pretty princess.
Can't the boy be into normal things like sports and trucks?
Leave him alone, Gavin. He's just finding and expressing himself.
I'll take it off.
Leave it alone!
But, Mummy...
Don't listen to your father. You can be a princess if you want. You're a pretty princess. Such a pretty princess.
There you go. That was me as a kid.
Was your mother all right?
What do you mean?
Oh.
What were you like as a kid?
Just a regular kid, I guess. Pretty good at school, that kind of thing.
Go on.
Well...
Happy 6th birthday, Andrea.
Thanks, Mummy.
What would you like to do on your big day?
I thought I would stay in my room and read.
Don't you want to play outside?
Maybe in a bit, but I've nearly finished Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time, and I'm keen to move on to the book that he co-authored with Roger Penrose, The Nature of Space and Time.
What's that? Hawking? Hack! By your age, I was wiping my ass with Hawking. Childish nonsense. No wonder Stanford turned her down.
You know, regular kid stuff.
Right.
Door opening.
Ben? Ben?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. I can barely see you through all the greenery. The horticulture biodome is doing so well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an important part of the base. Producing oxygen, providing us with fresh food.
Can I help you with something?
I thought I'd come and see you and, you know, chat and see how you are and see if you want to open up.
I'm always open, baby.
What was that?
I said, I'm always open, baby.
Oh.
It's just what I say when people ask me to be open.
Yes. I realised that this morning that, although I think we're close, that I don't necessarily know a lot about you. And while I feel like I understand where Simon and Andrea are coming from, I don't always know what you're thinking or particularly why you're thinking it.
Thank you.
So I'm going to be straight up and just ask, what's going on, Ben? Because you're being a real grumpy guy and we all care about you and we're worried about you, you know?
Everyone.
That's right.
Even Simon?
Of course. Simon thinks you're a great guy.
Wow. Every human alive is worried about me.
That's one way of putting it. So, what's up?
I don't know. There's nothing.
Earlier, after breakfast, we were all talking about how parents teach us how to deal with our emotions. That's where I learned to be so open.
Yeah?
Yes.
Like, how?
Well... Mom! Dad! I got my assignment back at school! I got an A+.
That's amazing, Kelsey.
Great work, Kelsey. You really earned that A+. Good for you.
I also got my assignment back. I got a C-.
Great work, Hunter.
I'm so impressed, Hunter.
What about you, Sydney? Did you get your assignment back?
You know we'll be impressed.
I didn't turn anything in, so the teacher gave me a letter for you to read. But I didn't like that, so I took a shit on it in class. And now I'm suspended. And you need to go in to see the principal. But I brought the letter home. Here it is.
Look away, Peter.
I know, Barbara.
Don't acknowledge.
I'm looking at the ceiling.
Look at it. Mom.
No.
Dad.
Not acknowledge.
We will present a united front.
Would you like me to clean up, Mom?
No.
You must look away.
Don't acknowledge.
Don't acknowledge. Never.
They sound great.
Yeah, they were really supportive.
I see now why you're so well adjusted.
Thank you. Was your family like that?
No.
So, what was your family like?
Well, I had a mother.
Okay. What was she like?
Well...
Honey, dinner's ready. Come downstairs.
Coming, Mum.
She sounds lovely.
Wait, I haven't finished the flashback yet.
Oh, sorry.
What's for dinner, Mum?
Nothing. This is a lesson in expectation.
Huh?
Nothing in life comes easy, Benny. That's the lesson.
So, what's for dinner?
That's up to you. But I've emptied the pantry and padlocked the fridge. I'm going to a poolside orgy with one of your potential fathers and won't be back till tomorrow afternoon. I'll be turning the power off before I go and told the pervert down the road that you'll be home alone all night. Good luck. If you don't disappoint me, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
It wasn't so bad. She only thought Mr. Palmer was a pervert because he collected action figures. He made a killing in the 80s revival and retired to Thailand in 2012. Great guy.
But that's awful. Why did she do that to you?
She was teaching me to have a grounded outlook on the world. And by teaching me, I mean forcing upon me. And by grounded, I mean bleak.
Why was she like that?
Well, she was a writer of philosophy. She favoured Darwinism and the parts of Nietzsche where he wasn't being such a pussy. Her words, not mine. I guess you could say I was an academic guinea pig.
That must have affected you.
I mean, maybe.
You don't think it affected affected, I don't know, your relationships?
With...
people?
No, I shouldn't think so.
What about your relationships with women?
Depends on the woman.
I mean, your sexual relationships with women.
Depends on the woman.
Have you had relationships with the women with whom you've had sex, and what happened to those relationships?
Oh, I see. Well...
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I'm sorry, Caitlin. I don't really understand the problem.
It's my grandmother's funeral.
So?
And I want you to come.
And I would rather not.
How can you just say that?
I wouldn't get anything from it.
It's not about you getting something from it. It's about you being there to support me.
Caitlin, as an adult woman, you should probably be capable of supporting yourself.
You just don't fucking get it.
No, I don't.
That's it. We're done.
Oh. That was sudden.
Is that all you have to say?
It's your choice to end the relationship. I have nothing but respect for you and will honour your decision.
Is that it?
Good luck with all your endeavours.
You're a fucking psychopath.
Hey now, that's a very dismissive way to refer to a collection of rather serious personality disorders.
You know what? You're going to die alone.
We're all gonna die alone, Caitlin. I am, you are, your grandmother did at the bottom of those stairs.
Oh, Ben.
You know, the standard breakup.
Your mother did a real number on you, didn't she?
If you say so.
Can I hug you?
If you need a hug, then yes.
No, I... Did you ever get closure with your mother?
Closure?
Did she ever apologize?
Ha! No.
Did you ever talk about the way she raised you?
No.
Or anything?
Well...
She'd like to talk to you, son. I should warn you that she doesn't have long left.
Thank you, Doctor.
There he is, my boy.
Good afternoon, Mother.
I'm sorry you have to see me this way.
Ah, it's fine. I don't care.
I'll give you two some privacy.
No, no, it's okay.
All right.
Take my hand, Ben.
Very well.
I know we could have been closer, Benny. I know I could have been warmer, more loving.
Uh-huh.
But now, at the end of it all, here, the parting of ways, we can be honest with each other. I love you, son. Do you have anything you want to say to me?
No.
No?
Well, I don't think so. I've got some questions about your estate, but I'll just check in with your lawyer once you're dead.
What's wrong with you? She's dying!
Yes, you said.
These are your last moments with your mother.
Thank you, yes. And thank you, Mother, for that sincere statement of emotion.
Is that all you have to say to me?
Yes, I believe so.
That's my... boy!
Nurse! Nurse!
Goodbye, Mother. All right, I'm ready to hug you.
No, no, I'm okay. Did you really feel nothing when your mum died?
Well, to be honest...
Yes?
There was a lot of paperwork, and I had to organise her funeral, and I think funerals are dumb.
Oh, and is any of this the reason why you're upset?
No, but something has happened that has affected me. Deeply.
Really?
And may have completely altered my worldview.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
I recently became...
Yes?
...a daddy.
What? What do you mean? Please don't be something disgusting or creepy.
Would you like me to show you?
Yes? Yes. All right. Show me.
Come on. Follow me.
Okay.
We can hold hands if you like.
No, I'm okay.
I'd like to hold hands.
Really? All right, then.
Door opening.
Ben, why are we in the poultry biodome?
Look, look! Yep.
Chicks! Oh, they're so cute. There's so many of them.
Yep, there's a lot.
But how?
Well, we've got four hens. Valentina, Svetlana, Sally, and Chicken.
Chicken.
Right, first three female astronauts.
And they're nameless because she was a mutant.
Right.
Which I still think is very judgmental.
Would you want a mutant chicken named after you?
I would be honored.
Well, Chicken the hen is a rooster.
Oh. Oh, but she lays eggs?
Yep, beats me. She's a special lady and or fella, is Chicken.
It's like Jurassic Park said, life finds a way. She doesn't look like a rooster at all.
Who's judgmental now?
You're right. But this is exciting. Why would this upset you?
Because these are the last chickens, you know? Except now they don't have to be. These chickens have escaped the clutches of Earth, escaped the fate of the rest of their species. Thanks to Valentina, Svetlana, Sally, and Chicken, their future is now unlimited.
But that's the same as us, isn't it?
I know! That's what's freaking me out! It's so weird. My life means something.
Your life always meant something,
Ben. Not when I was one of 7.6 billion. Now I'm one of four. One of two if we're going by breeding pairs.
Please don't go by breeding pairs.
All right. Can I have a hug?
Yes! Yes, you can! Is it okay to tell the others?
Yeah, I suppose.
Kylie, please tell Andrea and Simon that Ben has a big surprise for them in the poultry biodome.
Yes, Dr. Gutowski.
Ben, I am so proud of you.
Thanks, Kels. But really, you should be congratulating Chicken. After all, she is the one who got to fuck the last of their species. And themselves, possibly.
Who fucked the last of their species? And is it safe to come in?
Yes, it's fine. It's good news. Great news.
Look!
Oh my god. Baby chickens. But how?
Chicken the hen is a rooster.
What?
What the hell? That's amazing.
I know, right? At first I was weirded out about it, but I reckon it's pretty cool.
So cool.
It's certainly a surprise.
Roast chicken forever.
No chicken for you.
Humanity's Last Hope featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Andrea,
Matt Graham as Ben,
Rhiannon Marshall as Kelsey,
Kieran Davey as Simon,
with Miranda Selwood as Kylie.
Additional voices by
Kristen Bilson,
Lucy Clark,
Ethan Dean,
David Moss,
Alice Nilsson,
and
Matthew Samer.
Words by Kieran Davey. Music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hello again, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to episode 4 of the Humanity's Last Hope re-release. As I take a look back at each episode, it really gives me a chance to stop and think, I really wrote that, didn't I? In this latest episode, Ben overcame something, and in honor of that, this episode's cross-promotion is the Dilemma Dudes. In each episode of the Dilemma Dudes, your hosts Noah, Keelan, and Devon deliberate on moral dilemmas, would-you-rathers, or conspiracy theories. Are robots taking over the world? Would you help cover up a crime? Am I the asshole? The Dilemma Dudes will make a serious, hard-hitting examination of I'm kidding! It's a comedy podcast. You can find the link to the Dilemma Dudes, where all good links are found, in the episode description. I've had some rather nice feedback from people in the last couple of weeks. To Steph, to Demario, to Min, thank you so much! And also, put it in a review. You can always reach out on the socials provided as well. Until next week, thanks again for listening. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.